there. Thanks for stopping by. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. It is Wednesday, December the 16th. Today we're going to talk about something that may be on your mind. It's been on my mind, and it's been on the mind of people that I've spoken with. As we get through this Advent season, every day we draw nearer to Christmas. Sooner or later, I have a feeling you're going to be facing the fact, you probably have already thought about this, that Christmas is going to look different this year. Christmas is going to look different this year. So what do we do? How do we respond? Is it going to ruin, you know, the fact that we're in a pandemic and family gatherings are going to be limited or, you know, non-existent? Activities are going to be canceled. Is it going to ruin Christmas? And, you know, obviously it shouldn't, but I understand why it can be challenging. But today, let's just chat about this for a little, as we sit around the table and head toward Christmas and, you know, try to get the most out of Advent. Let's talk about how Christmas 2020 really has the potential to be a great Christmas. And look, I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds like something that doesn't make sense. But there are a lot of things that are happening this year that I believe can make that possible. Now, is it going to be different? Yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be really different. Is it going to be difficult? It could be. It could be. So let's just have a chat. Let's let the Holy Spirit lead the discussion. I'm going to ask him to lead me, to guide my words. I have some thoughts about this. But I really believe that this can be a great Christmas, as long as we keep our focus, and as long as we remember that Christmas is all about celebrating the birth of Christ and inviting him to have a bigger place in our lives. You know, that's the thing that makes it challenging. In a lot of ways, the world makes it difficult to do that. And we might not even know it's possible. You know what I mean? To do that, to invite him in, to really focus on him this Christmas. But I think this year, more than ever, at least in recent memory, we have that great opportunity to do that. And it's an opportunity that we may never have again. You know, I'm going to say, I hope we never have it again, because this has been a crazy year. But honestly, it's not anything that I would have chosen, but I can see the benefit in my life and in the life of my family that has come from this pandemic. So let's chat about it. At any rate, I'm just glad you're here to spend some time with me. Right now, as I look out the window, the snow is falling. We're getting our first snowstorm of the year here in southern New Jersey. I think we're getting about 3 to 6 inches. I don't know how that's going to play out. But we're all home. The family's all home. We're snug and settled into our home. And I hope wherever you are, you're comfortable and you're ready to talk about Jesus, because that's what we're going to do. All right. So let's begin, as we always do, in prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for once again letting us approach you in prayer. Thank you, Father, for always being here for us. Father, we know you are present among us. We know you hear our words. We know, Father, that you love us with an unconditional love. Father, we know that you are all-powerful, that you can do all things, that with you nothing is impossible. So therefore, we pray to you with confidence. We know that if something is good for us, you're going to give it to us. We know that you're not going to give us anything that is not good for us. We know that you're not going to give us anything at the wrong time. And Father, even though it's hard for us to do this, we surrender to your will and we trust your judgment. We don't always feel it when we say those words, Father, but we really mean it. We want to surrender. We want to trust you. We pray, Father, that we can come to a greater awareness of your presence at all times, not just when we decide it's time to pray or when we're in church, but at all times. We want to be able to see you in the falling snow, in the sunrise, in the rain, in the workplace, in school, wherever we are, we pray, Father, for a greater awareness of your constant presence. We thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you created us out of nothing. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus into the world. We thank you, Father, for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask, Father, that you pour your Spirit out on us today. Please give me the words for this show. And I ask, Father, that you, through your Spirit, open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we can hear your message and be willing to respond to it. Father, we ask this in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much, as always, for praying with me. I am Gary Zimek. You're listening to Following the Truth. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your words of encouragement. I want to thank you for your donations. I want to thank you for your prayers. It means a lot to me, and I'm really glad that we're able to continue on this journey. And in case you're wondering, I started this show when the pandemic first hit because I just wanted to connect with you every day. I have no plans to give it up as long as the Lord allows me to keep going and I'm able to get enough donations to keep me going forward. Because, you know, honestly, it is challenging with the speaking work being on hold because of the pandemic. But look, as long as the Lord provides, and you have been helping me, and I'm very grateful for that, and as long as I'm able to do it, as long as I'm around, I'm going to keep doing this show. I think this is very important. I'm really glad that I said yes when I felt the Holy Spirit asking me to resurrect this show, because I think we need to do this. And especially now as we walk through the Advent season, it's December the 16th, the days are winding down, 9 days till Christmas, but it really, I don't want you to beat yourself up because you're not making the progress you think you should be making this Advent. I'll reiterate what I said at the start of the Advent season. Let's leave it up to the Holy Spirit. We're going to show up every day and do the best we can. And if by listening to this show, that's a great way for you to prepare to welcome Jesus at Christmas. So every day, we're talking about ways to eliminate some of the junk from our lives and to welcome Jesus more deeply into our hearts. You know, that's that process. Clean up and then let him fill in the empty space, which is exactly what he does. So if you're making an effort every day, not just listening to this show, maybe you're doing some reading, maybe scripture reading, maybe you got a good spiritual book, maybe you're going to daily mass, maybe you're saying some extra prayers, whatever you're doing, as long as you're trying your best. Now, you know, God understands we have a life and we have responsibilities, work, school, family. He expects us to do that. That's the primary way in which we serve him. You know, we can't neglect our daily responsibilities, but that extra time that we can give him early in the morning, late at night, maybe sometime during the day, if we really have that desire to grow close to Jesus and ultimately to get to know our Father in heaven better, he's going to reward that. And you're going to have a great Advent. You know, so it's really the desire and the fact that you do something every day. You do that, your Advent is going to be great. And if you try to force it, which is what we do sometimes, unfortunately, what happens is we end up running ahead of the Holy Spirit. And we try to force progress. Well, that just doesn't work. So keep that in mind. Don't be hard on yourself. As long as you're trying, this is going to be a great Advent for you. And we'll talk throughout the remainder of the show about how Christmas, even though it's going to be different, doesn't necessarily have to be bad. And I really believe that. I really believe that. I was praying about that today, and I felt that that's the message I am supposed to share with you. I want to let you know that if you want to find out more information about the work that I do, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. If you haven't already signed up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, I would encourage you to do so just by going to followingthetruth.com. All you need to do is go there and submit your email address. That's all it takes. And then you're going to be on the list, okay? Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right, so let's talk about this, and I'll give you a little insight into my thought process. One of the reasons that I wanted to discuss this idea of Christmas being different is, let's face it, it's going to be different. For many of us, Christmas is about family gatherings. It's about going out to the mall and doing some shopping. It's Christmas parties, whatever, a lot of which are on hold this year. They're canceled, and we can't do that. And I think that because of the fact that these external things, all of which are good, I mean, they're not bad things, but because these things are missing this year, it's easy to just think that Christmas is going to be horrible. I agree it's going to be different. I agree that it might be painful. But I also agree that this year, because it's so different, can really get us back to basics and gives us maybe, hopefully, a once-in-a-lifetime chance of really appreciating the true meaning of Christmas. And I know we, as Christians, we understand what Christmas is all about. But you know what? It's easy to get caught up in the craziness and the stress and the running around and the distractions of the holiday season, so much so that we lose sight of why we celebrate what we celebrate, and more importantly, why we focus on drawing closer to Christ during the Advent season. You know, this is not just a matter of celebrating the birthday of a great person. It's not just a matter of having a cake for Jesus and blowing out the candles. We want, and we've been talking about this on the show, we want as Christians to be drawing closer to Him all through Advent so that when Christmas Day rolls around, we will have a closer, more deep relationship with Christ than we did at the start of Advent. That's the point. And then we go forth into the world and we share Him with others. So if I'm more filled with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, generosity, gentleness, and self-control, if I'm filled with these fruits, which through prayer and through receiving the sacraments and that desire to let the Holy Spirit work in you, these fruits are going to start to be more evident in my life, right? So I'm going to feel these things or experience these things internally, but then they flow through me, and Christ is, you know, for lack of a better expression, but I think it's actually a good one, He's born in me on Christmas, because all Advent, I'm working on having Him grow in me a little each day in a similar way to what Mary experienced. And then on Christmas Day, He begins to flow through me, and my life is evident. Christ is more evident in my life, and then I impact those around me. That's the way it should work. We don't want to keep Him to ourselves. We're doing all this work to try to get closer to Him, to try to have Him come alive in us. But it's not just to make us feel good. It's so that we can share Him with others. And I think this year gives us what I believe to be a once-in-a-lifetime chance to focus solely on Him instead of all the externals. You know, I hear it said sometimes that Christmas is about family. Well, not really. And hear me out on this. Christmas is about Jesus, or it should be about Jesus. And a good relationship with Jesus leads to a greater love of family and family togetherness. So it has to start, or it should start, with the recognition of Jesus, the fact that He was born, the fact that He will come again in glory, and the fact that with a little bit of work on our part, He's going to come today more deeply into our lives than he has in the past. And then that flows out to family. So family traditions and Christmas food and presents, they're all good things, but not if you don't have that focus on Jesus. And again, that's hard, because most people don't understand that. But this year, you got that opportunity to really concentrate on Jesus. And really, the way I see it, he's asking each of us that question. And man, it's such a tough question. He's saying to you and to me, am I enough? Am I enough for you? If you lose the parties, if you lose the family gatherings, if you lose the externals, if you really can't go and do your shopping at the mall like you always do, am I going to be enough for you? Am I enough for you? And you know, for the most part, it's a question that it makes us feel uncomfortable, because we realize how we've become attached to so many external things. And again, I'm going to reiterate, these things aren't necessarily bad. A lot of them are good. It's fine. Jesus wants us to enjoy ourselves. He doesn't expect us to just sit every day with our prayer book in the house. He wants us to enjoy ourselves. But is he really at the center of all we do? And even for the vast majority of Christians, the answer is no, because we almost don't understand that it's possible to be able to listen to music, to be able to go to a ball game, to hang out with our family, to watch TV, at the same time being aware of the presence of Jesus. And I'm not saying you got to think about him all the time, but I'm finding myself now, and it's taken a long time, thinking of him more than I used to, even when I'm doing non-religious things. You know, because let's face it, all enjoyment, whether it's music or watching a good TV show or a movie or a good dinner, all enjoyment comes from the Lord. I mean, he gives us that. That's a gift that he gives us. So having an awareness, especially at Christmas time, of why we're celebrating, it's really an important thing. And this year, we get that chance to, number one, recognize that for years, he hasn't been enough. And we've been finding pleasure in a lot of different things without recognizing him, you know, going to other things for pleasure without focusing on him. But this year, when he takes all these things away, can we still find some degree of pleasure just with maybe our immediate families, the people in our household, and Jesus? Is he going to be enough? I think you might be surprised what you discover this year. And I see the challenge in my own family, because we're not used to this. But I look at this as a once-in-a-lifetime chance to really give it your best shot. And as a result, you know, we have more time to focus on Advent preparation. Normally, we even if you're serious about Advent, it's typical that you start out with some good plans. Yeah, I'm going to get closer to Christ. I'm going to make this a great Advent. And then you get busy. It's totally understandable why the progress doesn't get made. But this year, we've got that chance. So where this came from is in the first reading from today's Daily Mass, there's a Bible verse from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 22. And God said this to Isaiah, "Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." In other words, we can have false gods. And we have a lot of them, even though we don't realize it. Anything that becomes more important to us than God. I don't want to pray right now because I want to watch TV, or I'm really bummed out, and instead of praying, I'm going to or talking to the Lord or reading the Bible, I'm going to just go drown my sorrows somehow. Not necessarily with alcohol, but I'm going to go do some shopping or something. You know, like, say we shut them out completely. And at that moment, something does become more important than God. So I think all of us are guilty at times of having false gods. Well, in this message, he's saying to us today through the prophet Isaiah, If you turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, he's the only way to salvation. He's the only way to true happiness. For I am God and there is no other. This year gives us a chance to do that. To say, all right, Lord Jesus, the Father sent you. He sent you into this world, this broken and fallen world, to lead us back to God. What do I have to do to make room for Jesus, to let him lead me to the Father? You know, and a lot of times, that just comes with spending some extra time with him and letting him know, Jesus, I want to get to know you. I want you to lead me to the Father. I want this Christmas to be different, Jesus. I want to grow closer to you. I want to repent, because there is a repentance message in the Advent season. It's not as strong as Lent, but there is a proclamation. We heard it from John the Baptist that, look, the Lord's coming. Clean up your act. Get ready. Change your ways. Leave your old way of life behind, right? And have that conversion, that change of heart. That's what we're trying to do during Advent. And once the distractions go out the window, we have more time to do that. And, you know, when are you going to get a chance like this again? I mean, I can't predict the future. These global pandemics, they don't happen to this extent very often. Right, could we get another one next year? I mean, it's possible. But it appears that this one, even though we're still well into it and it doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon, but it does appear to be ending, at least in my eyes. God seems to be saying, all right, I'm winding this thing down. And when I hear that, when I look at that, I get this strong feeling to not waste this opportunity that we've been given. And in my daily email reflection that I sent out today, I made the point that I am absolutely ready to move on from this pandemic. I have personally had it. I have seen benefits in my life and the life of my family members. I've seen the benefits, but I am so ready to move on. But now that I see that it's possible that this thing could be winding down in the upcoming months, I want to make sure I milk every last bit of learning out of this thing. When God's literally forcing me to focus on him, especially Christmas. I mean, this is huge. Christmas this year can be more about Jesus than it ever has in the past if we really make that effort, because we don't have the distractions. So I would like to encourage you to do that. I mean, look, God's still in control. That hasn't changed. We still celebrate the birth of Jesus. He was still born, no matter what happens. He's still coming again. And he wants to grow more deeply, or he wants to grow larger in us every day. And if we let him, then that's going to happen. And you know, another side note on this, if you look at the world, it's crazy out there, right? Everybody's at each other's throats. There's a lot of division. There's a lot of hatred. A lot of people are angry. Can you imagine the difference that we could make if we really let Christ flow through us? You know, that idea that I was talking about of working on the relationship during Advent, getting to know him more, letting him fill us up. As St. John the Baptist has said, he must increase, I must decrease. In order for him to increase, I got to decrease. And then I could take him to the world and just show other people what Christ looks like. And a lot of times, I just do that through my actions, by being kind to other people. I don't even need to use words. What a difference I could make in the world. And then I'd be doing what he wants me to do. So I encourage you to pray about it, to keep putting in the time during this Advent, to just keep telling Jesus that you want to get closer to him, that you really want to appreciate the true meaning of Christmas this year. That's about the coming of Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. No matter what you hear. A lot of people speculate on what Christmas is all about. It is about Jesus and his birth and his coming to us at the end of time and right now in the present. In order for him to come, we have to open the door and make sure there's room for him. And as we, you know, wind down this Advent season, we want to be making sure we do that and giving it our best shot. Well, I'm just about out of time. I want to thank you for hanging out with me. I also want to put in a pitch. I know this is right before Christmas, but if you enjoy my work, if you like the daily email reflections, if you like this show, if you like the weekly podcast that I do, I really need some additional help financially to keep going forward in 2021. So if you're able to become a monthly sponsor of my work, I would be very grateful. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. That's all you need to do there. And then you get directed to PayPal, and you can either become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. I'm really in need of some new monthly donors. Again, if you're, I hope you don't get sick of me for saying this, but I really am surviving on your donations. And that's the only way I can go forward. If you're able to do that, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I would love this week to say I can have a few more monthly donors. $10 a month, is you can do it for that. It might not be a big deal to you. It's a big deal to me if you're able to do that. So you go to followingthetruth.com and you click on donate. If you're able to do that, I would very much appreciate it. You can also make a one-time donation if you would rather. But I really could use some monthly sponsors. So I figured I'd ask, and I don't put yourself in a bind, but if you're able to do it, I would really appreciate it. Again, thank you for listening. God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow. I hope you will be able to join me right here on Following the Truth. Have a fantastic evening. And remember, Jesus is still coming. Get ready. God bless.